At KFC, everyday value meets big flavor. That means getting 6 crispy pieces of delicious dark meat drums and thighs, plus 4 biscuits, all for just $10 with our Dine and Dash deal. All that juicy, original recipe chicken for only 10 bucks every day. Now that's finger-lickin' good. Hurry into KFC and taste the deal we're cooking up. Limited time only. Prices and participation may vary. While supplies last, tax, tip, and fees extra. Not available on third-party ordering platforms.
This is the Adam Carriker Show on 93.7 The Ticket and theticketfm.com.
Boom! Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen, to the Adam Carriker Show here on 93.7 The Ticket. All right. Check out all things The Ticket at theticketfm.com. Also, the social media is the Tube of You, YouTube, podcast platforms. Check out the Carriker Chronicles on YouTube as well. CarrikerChronicles.com. Thursday, the plan anyways, we can always call an audible. The plan is to do the ticket draft for the alumni media, whatever we're going to call it, mix here. Flag football game or the spring game would have been. Jake, without giving it away. Give it away. Who'd you draft first? If you had the number one pick, who'd you take?
I don't know. I mean, I think you'd be a pretty good pick. I scouted you a little bit.
You scouted me?
Football. Yeah.
Oh, that's right. You were at our Turkey Bowl this past year. So, I forgot about that.
I was
that.
Impressed there, but I've been kind of going through my head. Should I take one of the old veterans that, you know, won championships, All-Americans, or should I take one of the younger guys that is on our staff that, you know, might still have a little bit more in them?
Wow. That was such a compliment with an underlying little dig. Adam, you're an old broken down has-been shell of what you used to be. I'm taking Chancellor Brewington. All right, we'll do that on Thursday. At least that's the plan. We'll see what happens by the time Thursday gets here. All right, we got two clips. Let's roll that first one of Matt Rhule.
Rating in the lockers. So the old days when I played, if you get on the bus, you...
Excuse me, I'll start that over. It was halfway
through. No, that's okay. I kind of just threw it to you. Without much of a warning, so my apologies on that. All right, go ahead and roll that clip whenever you're ready there, Jake.
You know, as I'm talking to the team, I can usually hear ding, ding, ding. I can hear everyone's phones kind of going off in the lockers or vibrating in the lockers. So the old days when I played, if you get on the bus, you get back home, you kind of hide for the day, you go in on Sunday, Monday, you go in the meetings, like they're getting feedback on the game right afterwards. And so what we say after the game is probably the most powerful thing. And, you know, I always live by win or lose, you know, do no harm. Like, don't do anything that can hurt them in an already hurt state even worse, but also tell the truth. You know, my last year at Temple, we were picked preseason top 25, and we lost to Army our first game and came back, and we were 3-2. We went to Memphis on a Thursday night, and we lost. And I'll never forget me starting to say something. I said, you know, guys, I didn't get you ready for this, and I was really upset about the decision we made offensively. We threw the ball 50 times, and I'll never forget Jihad Thomas and a couple guys just telling me to shut up and going off. And that's when I was like, oh, we're about to go on a run. And we won 7 straight. You know, for the last 2 years at Nebraska, sometimes I've given them the opportunity, and I've never had anyone go off and say enough. And I started to feel that towards the bowl game. I started to feel like the guys in the locker room starting to be like, you know, hey, this is our team, and we're going to find a way to win. So I think those are amazing moments to tell them what went wrong. I mean, sometimes it's hey, this is how it's going to be. I think sometimes it's better on Monday when you've really had a chance to think about it. Like I can tell you, we lost to UCLA, and I went in that Monday, and I was firing brimstone. I was back to 2013-14 Temple Matt Rhule. I was like, hey, this is the way it's going to be. But there's a lot to it, you know, and at the end of the day, when you go back to all the things I said earlier, you want a team that fights for their coach. You want a coach that fights for its players. You want players that fight for each other. And so in our darkest moments, we have to be honest. We also have to pull each other together. And again, that's why I always believe it's been 3 years for me to teach a team how to win. I've never taken over a team with a great, great roster. So I think that's part of it. You're developing the roster, but you're developing the mindset. You're developing the psyche. And when you go through tough losses or the ups and downs of a season like we did, the guys who stick together, they learn to trust each other. And we went out to that bowl game. I mean, it was raining in New York. People are probably like, that was one of the greatest days because I stood there and I had a couple guys on the sideline say, Coach, you know, as we were winning, you know what's great about this? Everybody that's out here wants to be here. And you only get that when you go through kind of what we went through. So that's why I'm so excited about what will happen.
So I sent you these clips a few days ago. So I don't always remember exactly what's in them until we get to, I'm going to be honest, there's a lot to unpack there. So we've got one more clip after this. We're going to save that for Thursday. I have so much, there's so much to unpack and a lot of great points made. Number one, the ding, 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 or the vibrations in the locker room and in the lockers immediately following the game. Matt Rhule talked about last spring, how at halftime guys were, I'm not trying to throw anybody under the bus, but they were like almost concerned that they were trending on Twitter. This is something I never had to deal with. I mean, the Facebook, if anybody remembers the Facebook, then they dropped the, just became Facebook originally came out. MySpace, anybody remember that? No? Okay. MySpace was around. The MSN, where you could chat or whatever, whatever that thing was called was around. Like, we didn't have to deal with that. So that's something that's a new challenge for today's new athletes. And that's a very real thing that I can understand. What I would also say is twofold. Number one, football's not for everybody. It ain't easy. Okay? It ain't. I recognize the difficulty. I recognize that it's different. I also recognize that football ain't easy. And I would also recognize that I also never got paid as much. So there's a little bit of a give and a take there. So that was my first takeaway. Number two, all right, the guy, I forget his name, I'm trying to think of his name, but the guy at Temple just stood up, basically told Matt Rhule said, he told him to shut up, and then he basically like ripped into the team, and Matt's like, we're about to go on a run. I've never had a guy here do that at Nebraska. Now, he said we came close in the bowl game, and nobody's ever actually done it. You think back to the great teams. There's almost always, there's like.
At KFC, everyday value meets big flavor. That means getting six crispy pieces of delicious dark meat drums and thighs, plus four biscuits, all for just $10 with our Dine and Dash deal. All that juicy, original recipe chicken for only $10 every day. Now that's finger-licking good. Hurry into KFC and taste the deal we're cooking up. Limited time only. Prices and participation may vary. While supplies last, tax tip and fees extra. Not available on third-party ordering platforms.
Leadership that holds people accountable and says this is not acceptable and they are willing to be the bad guy. You watch The Last Dance? Jordan's teammates didn't exactly love him. I just finished watching a three-part documentary on Kobe Bryant. His teammates didn't exactly love him. I'm not saying go out and be a raging a-hole, but be willing to be the bad guy for the betterment of the team. You need to have that leadership. Hey, it's great if you're going out, having a good time. You're forming that bond. You need that. But in practice, in the locker room, in games, you need someone willing to be the bad guy for the betterment of the team. And I thought that that was a key thing. Now, he said they were getting closer to doing that coming the bowl game. And the guys at the bowl game, one of the reasons that made that so great is the guys that were there wanted to be there. You can almost tell that throughout the play in that bowl game as well. One of the other things that stood out to me here, UCLA game, he was fire and brimstone. I mean, there was a certain guy on this show, Jake, who talked about, it wasn't you, it was me.
Oh, okay.
Who talked about, you just got out coached by a guy who's never been a head coach, never even been a coordinator. So it was funny that he specifically pointed out the UCLA game. I thought that that was interesting because to me, that was Indiana, but outside of Indiana was, and they were both following bye weeks, by the way. Both those games were after bye weeks. We got to handle bye weeks better. I was like, that was the roughest game for me to watch from a coaching perspective. And then he talked about that, me personally. But then he talked about that, him being fire and brimstone afterwards. And so to me, those were some of the things that stood out. Like, hey, there's more challenges here with social media and former players being on. He talked in this interview about former players giving their take on current players. These current players grew up watching these guys. And sometimes the former players say nice things. He didn't phrase it this way, but I'm paraphrasing because I don't have the quote. They say nice things. Sometimes they don't, and it affects the guys. And then former players on YouTube. I just sat and stared at the screen. Wonder who he's talking about. At least one of the guys. My take has always been, I want Nebraska to win. I root for Nebraska to win. If you win, it's much more enjoyable for me. It's much easier for me to talk about the team. But at the same time, I'm never going to lambaste the University of State, the program that I love. But at the same time, I can't be full of crap. I can only talk about what I see. Regardless of what I root for, I can only talk about what happens. There's challenges that players have never had. There's benefits that players have never had. And if we want to take the next step, it starts with the coaches. It ends with the players and somebody being willing to take that leadership role, whether everybody loves it or not. I tried to keep it quick. I know you're playing the music. Do you have anything?
Just real quick. I did, you know, notice about that player stepping up. I always kind of go back to, you know, and last year they kind of ran through weekly captains. I always thought it's probably best to have four captains, whatever it is, your captains from the beginning. I know it doesn't work with every team. You don't, you know, it doesn't iron out that way, but I always think if you want that guy, You name that guy. You put that guy there.
That's a great point. And I've never brought that up. It wasn't a big deal to me. Clearly, Matt Rhule wants to do it that way for a reason. If nothing, here's my favorite way of doing it. You have at least one offensive captain game one. You have one defensive captain, maybe a special teams guy. And then if you want to have a floater based on who's stepping up, maybe midseason, you promote a fourth guy regardless of what position he plays. Maybe you have weekly captains based on who's playing well lately. But if you want consistent leadership from the guys at the top, I actually agree with what you've said. I don't know that it's a ginormous deal, which is why I've never brought it up, but it's something I've noticed. And now that you bring it up, I'm like, little things like that could matter more than we realize. That's a good point, Jay. Anything else?
No. I only come with one good point a day.
We were talking in the break about how Jake was like, man, Adam, you bring all this positivity. I just bring everybody down. I was like, dude, you got me with your Big 12 North and Big 10 West point. Like, I was like, oh, dang. There's a lot of truth to that. That hurt me today. That hurt me, Jake. All right. Till Thursday. Go, Big Red Nose. Remember to throw the bones.
At KFC, everyday value meets big flavor. That means getting 6 crispy pieces of delicious dark meat drums and thighs, plus 4 biscuits, all for just $10 with our Dine and Dash deal. All that juicy, original recipe chicken for only $10 every day. Now that's finger-lickin' good. Hurry into KFC and taste the deal we're cooking up. Limited time only. Prices and participation may vary. While supplies last, tax, tip, and fees extra. Not available on third-party ordering platforms.